land of ours is under attack. Time has come, we're gonna take it back. Just gonna wait and see. Don't tread on me. I won't sit back, stand idly by. Watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on my power. Don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land. From sea to sea, don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends. Gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Third and final hour on this Tuesday, June the 11th, 2024 edition, Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Joining us on the line right now is Sandy Pensler. He is a candidate for the U.S. Senate race in the August 6th Republican primary. Good morning, Sandy.
Morning. Great to be with you and your audience.
Sandy, I want to ask you a couple quick questions here, rapid fire. Kind of tell the folks a little bit about your bio. Where were you born? Where did you go to school? What's your background? What's your business?
Sure. I was born in Detroit. I grew up, born and raised west side of Detroit. I went off after high school to Yale. I got a scholarship to go to Yale and got my chemical engineering and master's degree while I was there. Went on from there and went to Harvard Law School. And from there, clerked on the Fifth Circuit Court of Appeals, after which when I told my judge I'd love to have his job and he said that wasn't available, went off to Wall Street. He said, sorry. So left, really didn't practice law. Went to Wall Street, did restructurings. And mergers. So I helped restructure some pretty large companies, AT&T, CSX, Chrysler, Hilton, and went from Wall Street after doing that for a while, went and started doing some buyouts on Wall Street as well as restructuring and said, hey, I'd like to do this on my own. Mm-hmm. And I left, and for 4 years, when I left out on my own, I did not make a penny. So it was pretty miserable. But my then fiance, who is my now wife, was good enough to stay with me. And then I bought some companies and restructured them and started turning them around and have been pretty successful doing that. So
how many kids do you have?
I got two kids, wonderful kids. One is 26 and is starting to take over my company. He is both smarter and better at business than me, which is wonderful. And I have a daughter who is still in college. And she is also just a really bright kid. I'm very proud of my kids.
Excellent, excellent. So you've got a young family starting to take over, and it's always good to born your replacements, isn't it?
they're great. I say they're pushing me off the roof, and they say, no, no, we're just helping you. But
right, all, there you go.
It's all great. It's all
good, good, good. You decided to run for U.S. Senate this year. because you looked at the candidates, you looked at the field, and you were not happy with Mike Rogers. We're going to get into that in the next segment specifically. But you've been his biggest opponent, criticizing him and the things that he did in his past legislative life as a congressman from Michigan. You've been following this for quite some time.
Yeah, look, I decided to run. I did not like the cast of candidates that were running. Mm-hmm. And I have looked out at what the current administration and Democrat leadership is doing. And I'm afraid I see the country is burning. And I think it's caused primarily, I loved your song, frankly, that's going in, but most of our problems,
yep,
are caused by self-inflicted errors.
Amen. So, we're going to hold it right there. Sandy Pensler, running for U.S. Senate. We're going to take a short 3-minute break. Word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659.
My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. I took an oath to the Constitution and the American people my entire adult life. That oath has no expiration date. I will represent and fight for you, the people that elect me, not the folks in Lansing. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, and let's get Michigan back on track. Our kids and grandkids deserve a better future, and I am willing to fight for that. ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep. My name is Todd Smallenberg. I'm running to be your state representative in the 106th District. One of the reasons that I am running is because our current public education system is failing our children. I support real, common sense policies and approaches to education and the safety of our children. All parents have a right to decide on their children's education, not the government or unions. I will fight to ensure that. After all, they are our most precious resources we have, and they are worth the fight. Vote for me, Todd Smallenberg, ElectSmallenberg.com. Paid for by Todd Smallenberg for state rep.
Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Hi, this is Ian Murphy from the Iron Pig Smokehouse in downtown Gaylord. Join me every Tuesday at 10 a.m. with Trucker Randy for an update on all things happening at the Iron Pig. We're open 7 days a week and serving breakfast Saturdays and Sundays. You can order online anytime for takeout, curbside, and delivery at ironpigsmoke.com. And be sure to keep up with our legal battle against the health department by subscribing to our podcast at fuelcasttv.com.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Staying on through the break is Sandy Pensler. He's a candidate for the U.S. Senate Republican primary on August 6th. Sandy, one of the things that I was very much involved in back in 2012 on this show. That's how long I've been on the air. I'm good friends with J.B. Wilson from the North American Law Center. I've also been in contact with Judicial Watch. I have the white papers going back to the horrific event that took place. Hillary Clinton, Secretary of State, Mike Rogers was the chair of the House Intelligence Committee. He got his wife, Christy Rogers, a job working for the Great Britain security company that was in charge of overseeing the security of that embassy in Benghazi the night four Americans died. I shook Mike Rogers' hand and handed him and his campaign manager, Chris Gustafson, a business card in September when we were on Mackinac Island for the Republican Leadership Conference. He was being hosted by Vance Patrick, the Oakland County chair, at a cottage at the Island House. And he was in a house by himself, me, Chris, and him talking. And I asked him that specific question. I said, come on my show and explain your involvement in getting your wife the job to be in charge of security detail of that embassy the night four Americans died. Sandy looked me in the eye and he said, that's a bald-faced lie. I'll come on your show. You damn right I will. That's what Mike Rogers said to me in September. Do you know, Sandy, I still not heard from him. And when you put out this commercial yesterday, Mark Geist, I played it on the show. I texted it out to 174 people yesterday, that link that you sent me. Give me your reasoning why you're specifically calling out Mike Rogers on this particular issue.
Sure. I think it's really important. I think this was the most important thing that Mike Rogers did while he was a congressperson. And frankly, he covered up for Hillary Clinton, and as you talked about his wife contracts, I know that she got a very large contract covering embassies. I'm not going to say that that's the reason, but he covered up for Hillary, and he called out as liars the heroes that ran towards AK-47 fire, saw some of their colleagues killed. Mark got shot up like crazy. Chris Paranto had a colleague fall next to him, and they overcame immeasurable odds to hold the compound and save tons of lives. They are our heroes, and instead of calling them out and telling their story that they told him during the hearing, he called them liars. And I'm sorry, I'm going to use Mike Rogers' terms. He said anyone who would do such a thing should be considered incompetent and unqualified for office. Well, he did it. And there's just no going around it. You know, the Washington two-step, say one thing, do another. That was the most important thing he did during his time in office, and he screwed it up royally. And forget motives, whatever. I will always stand with our heroes on the ground. He didn't, and I'm calling him out for it because I think it's exactly what we don't need more of in Washington. We don't need people that do one thing and say another. Amen. And it's a recurring theme in Mike Rogers' history. He called out, oh, stop working with Chinese telecoms. He and his wife, again, got contracts from joint ventures with Chinese telecom companies. He just came back to Michigan in April. Oh, no, I'm not sure where I live. It's just an unprincipled way of doing business. And that's the problem that's gotten us here. We don't need professional politicians. We need people that have made their mark elsewhere, can be citizen politicians like our founders wanted, take on hard decisions, even if they're unpopular, while they're there, and be willing to stand alone, even if it means you're not going to get reelected. It's okay. Get something done. And if we don't do that, we're not going to have this great country anymore. And it's happening. You see it every day. Every one of our major problems right now, I believe, is caused by a lack of moral compass and not taking tough stands. And you can tick them off. The deficit, which causes the inflation and the high interest rates. Shoot, I'm an economist by training. I taught at Yale. I couldn't do it today because they wouldn't let me. The place has gone crazy.
Yep.
But nonetheless, in 2019, we spent $4.5 trillion. We're going to spend $7 trillion this year. Well, even if you inflate 2019, that gets you pretty close to a balanced budget. We are spending like crazy.
Yeah.
And that's what's caused all these problems with inflation.
Got it. I want to back the bus up, though, a little bit. When this was going down, Benghazi, I want to back up. Because it points to him whether or not he's actually a resident of the state of Michigan. You remember Trey Gowdy, the former prosecutor, congressman? He was in charge of oversight committee. And he got involved in the Benghazi embassy event. And he was getting very close, I believe, working with Judicial Watch and North American Law Center to start questioning Mike Rogers' motives and his wife's big contract for security on that building. And all of a sudden, Mike Rogers said, well, I'm having some health issues. I'm going to not run for re-election, I believe, in the 8th Congressional District of Michigan. He told us he moved to Florida. I have pictures of his $1.8 million mansion down there in Florida. And disappeared, fell off the face of the earth because Trey Gowdy was getting close to exposing him. That's my belief. Now all of a sudden, he buys this stupid house that he's not even living in, living with family, I guess. I don't even think Mike Rogers is even a resident of the state of Michigan and shouldn't even be on the ballot.
Well, as of April, he was still registered to vote in Florida. So he did buy a 700-square-foot house. He doesn't live there. Look, I just think that's more of the unprincipled approach that he takes to issues. So I don't know whether that means he's not a resident now. I'm sure he's filed appropriate papers, but it's just, again, how he does business, and it's not what we need in Michigan. We need people that are going to stand up, take tough positions. Let's switch away and look at the border for a second,
sure.
Randy. My gosh, it's easy to say you're against illegal immigrants, right? Every Republican's saying it. But
yep.
When the shit hits the fan,
yep.
And you're starting to get pushback because you're sending everybody back. And, oh, my gosh, there's some poor kid that got sent back, couldn't find. There's going to be a terrible story. But you got to stand up for these things. We got to stop it stone cold. I was over there. It's crazy. I don't blame them. They're coming across where we cut the barbed wire. They're
right.
Saying, come to Michigan. Look, there's our governor. Has a website, Michigan Bridges. Oh, you get $500 a month for housing. You will show
yep.
you how to get free health care. We're inviting them over. This
yeah.
is lunacy.
Yeah. Cindy, let me ask you this question.
Make these tough decisions. Yep,
let me ask you this question. Rogers is refusing to debate you guys. They
yep.
blew off the one on Mackinac Island we had here a couple weeks ago for the Detroit Regional Chamber of Commerce. He is blowing off another one Thursday night, Wood TV. They've been doing this for two decades. I know Rick Elbum personally. Rick is a great moderator of these debates. They've been doing it for, I believe, 22 years. First one they've had to cancel because Rogers would not show up. Let me ask you this question. Why don't you, Justin Amash, Dr. Sherry O'Donnell, why don't you guys just go ahead and hold your own debate? Get a TV station or a network to host you guys. I'm sure they would pick it up. Why not do your own debate and have a cardboard cutout of Rogers sitting there, standing there to an empty microphone? I mean,
yeah.
This has got to happen.
With maybe a picture of a chicken next to it.
Amen.
Look, Mike, it's worse than what you said, Randy. So after he canceled for Mackinac, which had been scheduled for 2 months
yes.
On the chamber, He came out the next day in the Detroit News with an editorial that said, bring on the debates anytime, anywhere. I think they're good for democracy. I'm ready. Bring them on. Mm-hmm. And then the next day after that, while we were in Mackinac, he canceled the one in Grand Rapids. He's a liar. He's unprincipled. And he's afraid to address his record. And I think this is a terrible, terrible attribute for someone who's trying to be the next senator from the great state of Michigan.
Well, one of the other major problems I have, Sandy, and I want to get it in real quick before we end this podcast. Why did Donald Trump endorse him?
You know, I really don't know. I haven't had the opportunity to talk to the president about that. It makes no sense to me. But look, Donald Trump has done a lot of wonderful things.
Yep.
But he's also made some bad choices, right? Whether
yep.
it's who, Michael Cohen, whether it's Sessions. But
Fauci,
here in Michigan,
all of it. Yes.
You know, he's picked seven people. He's 0-7. So I don't know why he did it. You know, Roger spent 5 years on CNN bashing him, calling him unfit for office. I just can only think that some of the insiders got to him and gave him bad advice. He's 0-7 here in Michigan. I think he made the wrong choice. I think the people of Michigan can make the right choice and we can win this seat.
Absolutely. Last question. I'll tee you up with this. You're in this to win it. You're spending a lot of money of your own personal money. I don't even know if you're taking donations on your campaign website. I think you're fully funding. But my question is this. How much are you prepared to spend on mailers, absentee, chasing absentee ballots, getting your message out there, TV ads, radio ads? What are you willing to spend to win this on August 6th?
Yeah, we haven't really figured that out. This is a something that's in progress. We're going to spend what we need to get the message out. And unfortunately, it takes a lot of money to get the message out, especially when you're running against Washington.
Right.
And so we're spending it. And we'll get the message out. I've been really blessed in my career that I have the resources to do that. And I think it's important for the country that we get this seat in solid conservative Republican hands. Someone that will stand up and, if necessary, stand alone for the people of Michigan and for the country to change things. Because kicking the can down the road just isn't going to cut it. And if there's one thing that I've done throughout my career, it's been willing to stand alone. And I urge your audience, really look at that. It's what we need. And it's not what we've received in our representation in Washington for years in the Senate. And
yes.
we have an opportunity to do it.
Yep.
And I'm asking for your listeners to please help. They can find more on my website, by the way.
Yes.
PenciLer.com. And they can send any questions over. We'll answer them. And I appreciate, Randy, you giving us and me personally some time here to talk to your audience.
Absolutely. Again, it's Sandy, S-A-N-D-Y, Penciler, P-E-N-S-L-E-R.com is the website. You can check him out there. Look at his issues, his platform. Contact the campaign, and they'll respond back to you. Sandy, we greatly appreciate you coming on the show today.
Great. Appreciate it. Thanks to your audience.
Bottom of the hour news break of hour number 3. We'll be right back.